haven't found the Osprey, it's over there at Owl's Head. Naked Eye here to the right.
On a clear day, the view from atop Hawk Mountain stretches for more than 50 miles. But on this particularly hazy Saturday afternoon, bird watchers are pushing their binoculars and telescopes to the limits.
Oh, we're making them out there. They're coming in. It's like you just got to wait till they get a little bit closer than what we typically do. They've been popping out of clouds and haze all day for us.
Doug Wood is a volunteer at Hawk Mountain in eastern Pennsylvania. This afternoon, he's also the official bird count. The view from
Taking a lot of field information, wind, weather, temperature, cloud cover, wind direction, and then we're basically monitoring the birds, species, age, sex, and just recording it every hour.
There's another osprey.
My osprey's going to the right.
Researchers at Hawk Mountain have been keeping records of osprey and other migratory raptors for more than 70 years, making it the oldest monitoring station in the world. In the early 20th century, hunters would shoot thousands of birds from the mountainside each year. Today, people travel from all over the world to shoot birds with their cameras. Matt Wong came all the way from New Zealand to study at the sanctuary.
Hawk Mountain is internationally renowned as a hawk watch site and also a place where big research actually happens. Now, not many of the locals around Pennsylvania actually realize this, but it's actually a huge on the international scene. It's well recognized, and that's one of the reasons why I came here.
In Wong's country, there are only two species of raptors. In America, he's had a chance to study dozens of varieties. But even with so many different species populating North America, many people still think of them as strangers, or sometimes even as monsters.
I still get, amazingly to me, a lot of people that think that these birds are out to get us.
Volunteer Bob Owens has spent the last 20 years doing education programs at Hawk Mountain.
If you intrude into their territory when they have young in the nest or something like that, yeah, they're probably going to chase you. As far as them killing
America
and taking them from baby carriages, this is all old wives' tales. This just does not happen. Amazing.
A small farm where he says hawks and barn owls help keep rodents under control. But in a larger sense, Owen says there's a lot people can learn from these birds.
Any 3.5-pound bird that can apply 400 pounds of pressure with its talons is built to do what they're doing. They are at the top of the food chain, and that's the other big thing that it shows us. It just opens up a door here as to all of the reasons the birds are either dropping or rising in population.
And barn owls.
What are we doing?
Owen says in the 70 years researchers at Hawk Mountain have been counting birds, they've seen populations rise.
A half-pound bird.
Hawks and eagles are hardy birds, but even the most successful predators can fall victim to environmental change. Keith Bildstein is the sanctuary's director of conservation programs. He says raptors are like sensitive tools telling researchers when something's wrong with an ecosystem.
Birds of prey are excellent
and barn owls
indicators. In the middle of the last century, they told us that we were having a problem with our misuse
of
chlorine pests.
Hawks and eagles are
specifically DDT.
Successful
predators
can fall
us in explorations of the spread of
the sanctuary
West Nile virus.
Bildstein says because raptors are at the top of the food chain, when their numbers fall, it's a pretty good sign that their food source is dwindling, their habitat could be disappearing, or air quality might be suffering. But for most of Hawk Mountain's visitors, the birds are more than just barometers of a healthy ecosystem. According to birdwatcher Judy Higgs, they're beautiful, successful pets, especially when viewed from a great height.
These birds are just majestic, and the other thing is that they go so far. You know, some of these birds...
Food chain.
America.
Higgs first climbed the mountain in 1970 when she was a student at nearby Kutztown Union Air Quality. Before moving out of state, Higgs used to come to Hawk Mountain daily. She still visits on weekends whenever she can.
I used to do work in the morning, come here in the afternoon, go home, and finish my work at night.
Height.
Here.
By day's end, Higgs and her fellow bird watchers count more than
so far
raptors. During the fall food chain,
America,
1,000 predatory birds, from vultures to falcons, might pass by on their way to distant points. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Brad Linder. Daily, she still visits on week.
Of one. Yeah.